In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. These conversations between educators, their peers, and their students focus on the real experiences they face each day in Arizona schools and classrooms. This week, we'll hear from Anna Heyer, a science teacher at Flowing Wells High School, and Rachel Zenick, a public health graduate student at the Mel and Enid Zuckerman College of Public Health. They were partnered through the University of Arizona's BioMe program, which is short for Biodiversity from Molecules to Ecosystems. It partners U of A life science grad students with K-12 teachers throughout Tucson. The goal of BioMe is to spark young students' interest in the biosciences. In this conversation, Anna begins by describing how quickly she felt the impact of having Rachel in her classroom.
Seeing those kids light up that second day of school when you had them do their DNA extraction, and they actually got to visualize their own DNA, and I felt like at that moment I was aware that this was going to be a really special year. Don't you feel like you think about education and you think about those movies that are made where this teacher changes all these students' lives? And this year was the first year where I had parents and grandparents and foster parents calling me saying that they had seen a huge difference in their child. And they had had a child go from an FD student to an AB student because of the experiences they were having in our classes.
I mean, we had so many disengaged kids off the bat that really had little direction and couldn't really pinpoint what they wanted to do with their lives. Definitely weren't interested in pursuing science careers, that's for sure. I think that really stood out off the bat. But by the end of the year, when we brought our students on campus and we visited Bio5, we visited the Cancer Center, we visited with various scholarship programs, and we had our students responding to questions about what they wanted to do when they grew up, saying they wanted to be biomedical engineers.
Well, and I think what you did this past year is you made science relevant to those students. And I feel like that's the key to keeping kids engaged. But I think you coming from the public health background, some of those concepts that are a little harder for them to attain, like mitosis and meiosis, you made them so relevant by tying cancer in. And those presentations that the kids came back with really blew my mind. I don't think I've ever had such phenomenal presentations. And part of it was because you laid out the assignment so clearly, but you also allowed them to choose what they wanted to investigate. And I think a lot of the students chose a cancer that was close to them. And we had some pretty emotional presentations. There were a few students who had family members that had just recently been diagnosed with the cancer that they were researching. I think they felt somewhat empowered now that they understood it better. Mm-hmm. Did you get that sense?
It was very interesting at the end of the presentations to hear why students selected certain types of cancer and why it was important to them to do this project. Yes, it did. It really did hammer home the importance of them feeling like this was relevant to their lives. It was just rewarding to hear them give these presentations with so much passion. Like, I didn't expect that from some of our kids, and it was pretty amazing.
One of the activities I did at the very end of the school year is I had students go around and share what they wanted to do, you know, because that's really what we began with, was what do you want to do with your lives? What are your goals for your life? Like you said, in that very first day there, we had a lot of kids that looked disengaged, that, oh, I have to be back at school right now and another class.
Listening to their iPods, yeah. Talking on their cell phones.
Actually, they wouldn't be doing that in the class, but yes. That was, remember we had them bring out artifacts, you know, that's what they brought out about themselves that represented them, iPods and cell phones and things like that. And then to have at the end of the year, students say, I want to study cancer research and I want to be a scientist, I want to be an engineer. I think that was really powerful.
We just heard Anna Heyer, a science teacher at Flowing Wells High School, and Rachel Zenick, a U of A public health graduate student and a participant in the U of A's BioMe program. Teachers' Voices is produced by Matt Felix for Arizona Spotlight.